You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to The Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nick Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired Magazine.
Hello, it's Tuesday afternoon, and The Most Interesting Thing in Tech is a privacy bill going through New York State right now. So we all saw that GDPR passed in Europe, and then California passed a pretty strong privacy bill. And now New York is considering another one. It's just starting the process, but it seems like it's going to go forward. And it's pretty complicated. So like the California bill, it says the consumers have the right to see what data companies are collecting on them. They have the right to delete it, the right to opt out. All pretty straight ahead stuff, things that were new in 2018, but pretty common in 2019. The New York bill would do all that. But then two other things that are pretty complicated. The first is something called making the companies be data fiduciaries. And that is an idea the companies would not be allowed to collect data or use data in ways that would help them but be against the interests of their users. Which seems philosophically like a pretty sound idea. Seems like a good way to protect consumers. But it really depends on how you define it. You could possibly make it impossible to run a company if you have really strict requirements about being a data fiduciary and a really broad definition of what it is. Then the second thing, in California, it's the state attorney general who determines whether a company has violated the privacy law. Under the New York bill, as currently drafted, there would be a private right of action, meaning an individual could sue a company for violating the law. That, to me, seems a little bonkers. We're just going to get lawsuit after lawsuit, and that is not an efficient way to have something work. So my guess is that that gets changed before this becomes law, but who knows? Privacy is such a hot thing right now, and no politician is going to be against privacy. So maybe an overly broad law gets passed, and then you have really confusing stuff happening in New York State. One other thing. Apple had their WWDC conference yesterday. In a week that didn't have crazy news about antitrust, it would have been the most interesting thing in tech. One thing about it that I loved that ties to privacy. What they do is they've created a way to anonymize your email. So that when you're in an app and you sign in, you can say to Apple, don't actually give the app developer my email. Don't give them what really gets to me. Give them a hash of it. Give them something that will then forward to me so that then my email doesn't get sold or marketed or used in some other weird way. It's kind of like what credit card companies do, where when you're signing up and you use MasterCard, they come up with a unique number for each transaction. Very helpful way to protect you. I thought that was a very cool thing that Apple did. All right, so the most interesting thing in tech, I will not steal your passwords. See you tomorrow.